Welcome to Biblical Health Radio. This is your host, Dr. Eric Selinsky, and I'm on a mission to helping you and your family live the abundant life. Shout it out loud, sing with the crowd, celebrate, cause good things are coming, new opportunities are at the door. Hold your head up, drop the sorrow. Hey everyone, episode number 28 here of Biblical Health Radio. This is your host, Dr. Eric Selinsky, and today I'm featuring just a chance meeting that we put together on a Facebook Live with Dr. David Jockers from drjockers.com. It was pretty cool, last minute. Hey, Dr. Jockers, why don't we do a Facebook Live when we're meeting up for smoothies? And we had a fantastic discussion on liquid nutrition, the importance of smoothies, incorporating them into your diet, and being wise with the ingredients that we put into them. And we also talked about other things like the importance of well-balanced hydration, not overdoing it, not underdoing it, and some other cool tips. If you haven't, check out Dr. Jockers at drjockers.com and also on his Facebook page, because David is a close friend of mine. And just a brilliant man, a man of God who loves the Lord, and he very much in tune with the biblical health message, and just so appreciate him. And I also appreciate you folks, appreciate your comments, appreciate your support. Just get emails and Facebook comments and all kinds of comments on my website. Just want to let you know I'm listening, I see it, and it just puts a smile on my heart. And I love it if you could even leave a message or two on this podcast, subscribe to this podcast, share with a loved one, because this is really a ministry here to help equip the body of Christ and anyone wanting to learn how to get healthy and strong in the biblical health way. So with that, I'm going to transition here and introduce you to Dr. David Jockers.
Hey everyone, welcome. This is Dr. Eric Selinsky and my friend Dr. David Jockers.
Hey guys, great to see you guys.
We are at a chance meeting here. We are at our favorite smoothie place in our local area, Raw Juice, Raw Smoothie, soon to have Bulletproof Coffee, and we just wanted to hang out. And my first time doing a Facebook Live, and yeah. Dr. Jockers, you haven't done one yet, have you?
That's my first time as well. Yeah. So, absolutely.
If you haven't, please check him out at Dr. David Jockers. He has a thriving, what do you have, like 70,000 people on Facebook right now?
Yeah, a little over 72,000, yep.
And one thing about Dr. David that I just truly love and appreciate is his heart for biblical health, and you're going to get a lot of inspiration from him and a lot of education. He's a lot more scientifically minded than I am. I just appreciate that. His mind's like a steel trap, and his way of understanding nutrients, his way of understanding nutrition, exercise is just, it's really unparalleled. So I've known David now for, it's been almost 7 years. And it's just a blessing. So, I wanted just to introduce you to what we're doing, and we're at the mango tree. We're just drinking smoothies. And David, just if you could, Dr. Jockers, explain to people why we chose the smoothie that we chose, and maybe some recommendations for them.
Well, we love liquid nutrition. You know, most people don't realize how powerful liquid nutrition is. But our digestive system, it takes a lot of energy to break down solid food in order to turn it into nutrients. And so we're using liquid food when it's pre-digested in a sense, because it's in a smoothie or a juice. Now it becomes a lot easier to get right into our system, puts less stress in our digestive system. Therefore, we have more energy for healing and repair. And so during the daytime, I'm a huge fan of liquid nutrition because it keeps my energy really, really high. And so I love it. It's also a great way to get tons of different superfoods. Like if you look at Eric's right here, you can see a green drink. And Eric, what do you actually have in here?
Yeah, we have avocado. Yeah. We have spinach. We have a little bit of cinnamon for just to really help lower that glycemic index. I love maca powder. I love matcha green tea. We have a little bit of cherries, high in antioxidants, lots of vitamins, and also give it a little bit of sweetness, and almond butter with almond milk. So this is just a really nice, it's very, I don't want to say, it's not plain, but it's very, it's gentle. It's not one of those, you're not going to drink it and be like, wow, what is this crazy sweet flavor? Because I don't really want sweet right now. It's noon, it's lunchtime. So when I talk to David, I'm like, Dr. Jockers, when do you want to have lunch? Where do you want to go? We're like, well, let's grab a smoothie. Like, this is our lunch, you know?
Absolutely. And so you think about that avocado, almond butter, you've got your good fats. He's got tons of antioxidants. I mean, things like maca, which is an adaptogenic herb, really good for hormones. For men, really good for our testosterone. which helps us have greater drive so we can accomplish goals and get things done. That's huge, right? So that's a great energy booster for the afternoon. He's got the matcha green tea in there, which is extremely powerful for killing cancer cells and cancer stem cells. So powerful for that. Great for just anti-aging in general. So you've got so many other things in there that are fantastic, all right there into an easy little
is
shake.
Is that cool?
Easy to digest and absorb. And that's why we like Liquid Nutrition. And for me personally, I pretty much do a shake probably 5 days a week. That's my lunch. Every now and then I might have like a big salad with some chicken breast or something like that. But I always feel best when I do Liquid Nutrition throughout the day. And then I have one solid food meal in the evening. Okay, and it's awesome, right? And enjoy that solid food meal, but it's like my body has conserved enzymes. That's one of the things we just did, Eric.
Yeah.
Right? Like by doing Liquid Nutrition, we conserve our enzymes because we really don't need to use them to digest this. Not only that, but all the superfoods that are in there are loaded with enzymes. And that's one of the keys to health, is really conserving our enzymes and using them wisely.
Amen. You know, folks, I wanted to say this is our first time doing this. I didn't bring a selfie stick. And thank you so much for dealing with the shaking and stuff. It's like my selfie stick arm. But, David, I think actually when we're looking at it, I think we're pretty cool. I think you're probably over here. So if I've cut myself out, we got to get ourselves in here. So we're good. I want to keep on talking here. So we keep on having more viewers. We've got 22 people now. We're going to get more and more. I'm going to boost this post, let our tribe know. You know, between us, we have like 100,000 people out there and that need to hear this stuff because, you know, folks, I don't eat three meals a day. And that's something that's really interesting. We were at the smoothie place here and one of the clients came in and asked the owner, hey, do you have, what are the calories on all of these smoothies? And I looked at him and I looked at Dr. Jockers and I'm like, I got an answer for you. And I go, Dr. Jockers, what do we think about calories? And what was your answer to that, David?
Yeah, I let him know that I never think about calories. Instead, we want to look at nutrients. We're looking for nutrient-rich foods that are low in sugar. We know sugar has a negative impact on our metabolism, and it's going to cause inflammation. So we want to reduce the amount of sugar we're consuming, and then we want to maximize the amount of nutrients that we're taking in, always having some blend of good fats. If we're going to consider it a meal, like if we're thinking, okay, this is a meal, we should always have good fats. That's why Dr. Z right here, he's got almond butter in there, avocado, yeah, coconut oil in there too, right?
I don't think so. No, that's coconut oil. I should. That's next
time.
That
would be a great ingredient as well to add. So we're always looking for some sort of good fats in there and get those antioxidants and nutrients. That's really the key.
And you know, and actually I'm drinking my my matcha cacao coconut oil latte in my car, so I get my coconut oil for sure. You know, we don't look at ingredients in the standpoint of how many calories this is going to count, what is this going to do to my figure. The reality is that when we look at a nutrition label, we're not looking at the numbers. We don't care how much of anything, really anything is. We don't care about 20 grams of this or 5% of that. We look at the ingredients like, is it pure? Is it real? Can I pronounce it? I mean, quite frankly, if I'm looking at a product and if I can't pronounce monoglycerate such and such and such, well, that's a good possibility that's not good for my body because it's man-made. And so we like whole, fresh food ingredients. And going back to what I was sharing before, you know, folks, we've gotten to this place right now in America that we constantly need to eat, right? We need to eat 2-3 times a day, meals with snacks in between. I actually found, you know, and I have a slim to medium build, right? And I actually found myself overeating and gaining weight because I was forcing myself to have breakfast, lunch. I actually ate when I wasn't hungry. And something dawned on me. I'm like, this isn't good for me. You know, I actually had fat pants, I called them. Like, I actually had to go. It's unbelievable. I mean, really, it's humbling to say, but a few years ago, I gained some weight. And I'm like, what happened? I'm eating good food. Like, you can overdo it. And so I actually got to the point where I had to get my pants loosened a couple inches. And I told Sabrina, Mama Z, I'm like, okay, I got to do something different here. So I actually started drinking a little less water because I was forcing myself to drink water a lot, like more than I needed. And then I thought to myself, okay, how about I eat when I really want to or need to? And so, you know, Dr. Jockers, if I'm going to go do a run or do some exercise, I'll be more hungry, so I'll eat a little bit more. But today I'm kind of, it's kind of dreary out, it's rainy. I'm just going to do some office work, write a couple articles and stuff. I don't need a ton of calories. I don't need a ton of nutrition. What's your standpoint? Because I know you're a real big supporter of the ketogenic diet.
Oh, yeah. So for myself, like this morning, now that I've got twin boys, I mean, I'm up.
Yeah, congratulations about that. That's awesome.
I'm up usually between 4 and 5 a.m., and I just super hydrate. I just drink a ton of water. I'll drink herbal teas, things like that. Every now and then, I'll do like a little bulletproof coffee. But I'm a slow caffeine metabolizer, so mm-hmm. if I do coffee like every day, I don't metabolize it well. So I might do it like every second or third day. But usually it's just herbal teas, mm-hmm. water. I put essential oils in my water. So Dr. Z is the essential oil guy. Yeah. So Dr. Z, I've been putting
frankincense.
That's right. I put frankincense in there. I'll use like some sort of a citrus essential oil, like lemon lime or sweet orange or something like that, wild orange. So it gives it a good little flavor. And I just drink probably like a half a gallon of water. And then I usually work out nowadays. Typically my workouts now are around 11 a.m. That's what I did today. So I did an upper body strength training workout. And then I usually go back and have some sort of a smoothie for lunch. And then I eat dinner. And that's really all I eat during the day. And I just keep myself hydrated. If I am a little bit dehydrated, my energy goes down, my stress hormones go up, and I'll actually start to feel a little bit more hungry. It's actually a sign I'm not hydrating well. Mm-hmm. Hydration is so critical, and keeping yourself well hydrated will keep you very smooth mentally, smooth emotionally, and smooth with your energy. So, you know, I would definitely definitely try to take inventory of your hydration level throughout the day.
Yeah, and I would even say be careful about overhydration. We don't hear a lot about that, because I actually found that the more I was drinking water, the less I was able to really fully digest my food, and it really diluted my digestive enzymes.
Yeah, I think with hydration, I think the big principle is this: you want to drink a lot outside of meals, but in a sense, up until like maybe an hour before the meal. So 1 hour, starting about an hour before a meal, stop drinking. Okay, you may take a little bit if you're taking like some supplements, but keep it as small amount as possible up from about an hour up to the meal, and then you eat your meal, and then you want to wait an hour before you start drinking more water, because again, it will dilute your stomach acid. And keeping really, really good stomach acid, especially if you're eating like a protein-based meal, like with meat, is so absolutely critical. And if you're not producing enough stomach acid, or if you're diluting it with too much water, you are gonna have a lot of digestive problems. And that right there is gonna cause a lot of inflammation
and
lead to leaky gut syndrome.
That's a good point. Well, folks, I really didn't have any plan about what we were going to chat about. I was like, David, we're having a smoothie. Let's get on Facebook Live. I'm just so grateful that we even had this opportunity. What a blessing. And David, you're just a blessing, a brother in the Lord, loves Christ, really shares and lives a true biblical health message. Him and his family are just beautiful people. So check him out at drjockers.com. Really join and subscribe to his newsletter and also his Facebook page. It's thriving. It's awesome. And here's my special announcement, kind of waited till the end. Mama Z and I decided, because we're just falling in love with this little Facebook Live thing, that we're going to do a special free essential oil Q&A tomorrow. So Mama Z and I are going on a date. We're going down to downtown Atlanta. Yeah, we got a babysitter. We're going to Atlanta, and we're going to have lunch at True Food Cafe, and we're going to go get all of your questions, as many as we can answer, about essential oils. So in this thread below, ask questions that you want regarding anything. I'm also going to post something soon on my Dr. Eric Z page, and we're going to help answer. We plan on going about a half an hour, and then that's it. Just hang out with me and Mama Z, because Mama Z really is the essential oil expert. She's been using these things for seriously 20 years, and I'm the researcher. She's like the expert, do-it-yourself DIY lady. So anyway, I love you all. I so appreciate you. We're reaching like 33,000 people and climbing every day.
Awesome.
We're helping. I just so appreciate you, your comments. And this is one thing I want to ask of you. Use this as an opportunity to help and encourage your friends and family and minister. Some of our inspirational posts get 500, 600, 700 likes and shares. Encourage one another. A lot of you out there are hurting. A lot of you out there are just, you know, you need someone to talk to, or maybe you're just a little confused, whether it's regarding health or regarding your spiritual walk. I want to invite you to use this page as a way of communicating with one another. So comment, give someone a love, tap, encouragement, and just thank you so much. It's really been a blessing, and I so appreciate it. So Dr. Jockers, man, I love you, man. I appreciate
Absolutely.
You, and we'll hang out tomorrow. It's going to be 3:00 Eastern Standard with Mama Z, essential oil Q&A. God bless y'all. I love you so much. Bye-bye.
And that special essential oils Q&A is exactly what Biblical Health Radio episodes 25, 26 and 27 are. We split that up in three different parts, and we discussed everything from brand recommendations to safe usage, DIY, and a ton of recommendations about how to use oils to combat all sorts of conditions like eczema, Parkinson's, and you name it. Well, I'm just totally tickled pink that we can meet like this, chat over Biblical Health Radio podcast, get on Facebook Live. I mean, it really is exciting. I'm only 36 years old, so I'm not too old, I'm not too young, but man, when I was a teenager, this stuff wasn't happening. You know what I mean? So to know that I have teenagers out there, younger people, older people, seniors, non-seniors, middle-aged folks, it's really kind of neat. It's really exciting. So I just appreciate all that God's given us. Can you imagine if Paul had the internet? I oftentimes go back to that. Man, like, what if Jesus was on Skype, you know, or whatever? That'd be awesome. Well, praise God for it. Just a little fun, everyone. And just love and appreciate you in the Lord. And I invite you, as always, to check me out at drericz.com. Join my Biblical Health Radio portal, where you can get immediate access to all the show notes and transcripts and everything that we do, so you do not miss at all. And plus, we always add little ebooks and things, little gifts here or there, just to continue to bless, because this is our way of thanking the Lord and giving back to his people and anyone interested in learning about biblical health. Well, with that, I bid you adieu. We'll talk next week. And as always, my hope and prayer is that you and your family truly and abundantly experience life eternal. Bye-bye. Celebrate, 'cause good things are coming. New opportunities are at the door.